Welcome to Co-Design, a podcast looking at teaching, learning, and the student experience. Co-Design is a podcast brought to you by the Center for Teaching and Learning on the Manchester campus of Southern New Hampshire University. For more information or with any questions, please contact ctl@snhu.edu. Today's original opening theme music is Chill Vibe, recorded and created by Madison Blazejowski, a sport management major from Old Wethersfield, Connecticut. In this episode, Amanda Goyette interviews Assistant Professor of Communication John Boroschak, better known as JB, about a new Introduction to Podcasting special topics course being offered on campus at Southern New Hampshire University in the fall 2024 semester.
Hello and welcome to the Co-Design Podcast. My name is Amanda Goyette and I'm the co-producer of this Co-Design Podcast. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have your own podcast show based on whatever you wanted? Well, I'm here to talk with Professor John Boroschak about his new podcasting class for the fall of 2024. JB, do you think you could tell us a little bit about the podcasting class that you have planned for next fall?
Sure. What we thought about going into this was podcasting has just exploded. It's growing. It's cool. People are listening to it. If you look at the demographics, particularly people in the age of college students, it's just a natural match. People have kind of walked away from what we used to call terrestrial radio, meaning AM and FM. There's just such limited content in broadcast that people are now doing their own thing and they're podcasting. And what this class is going to do is teach people the basics of how to come up with the idea for their podcast. How do you structure it? How do you write scripts for it? How do you produce it? What equipment do you use? It's going to be a lot of hands-on. It's going to be sort of this grand experiment. People are going to be able to learn how to do a podcast, and then they're going to, at the very least, come up with a formal plan for the podcast and hopefully produce some of their own, you know, with the safety net of doing it as part of a class. So if things don't go well, that's okay. That's what you're here for. Mm-hmm. But it'll give you the basic tools to be able to get into podcasting.
Those are some of the course outcomes, obviously. But are there any limitations for students when they want to do their own podcast?
There are some limitations. Do you have the time? Do you have the idea? It's sort of like keeping a journal or blogging. You have this great idea and a theme and a topic, but then you need the discipline to sit and write on a regular basis. In this case, it would be to sit and record on a regular basis with probably the writing part of it also. So it's a matter of finding the drive, finding the discipline, finding the time. And for college students that are taking five classes, probably have a part-time job, other activities, and of course you gotta have time for Netflix and going down a rabbit hole on TikTok, people are pulled in lots of different directions. Mm-hmm. It's a discipline that, you know, I've got my own music podcast and even I don't have it. I'm sporadic and when it comes out.
Mm-hmm. Speaking for myself, I know that I love having courses that I get to pick based on what I'm interested in. So this is going to be one of those kinds of courses that's not going to be a required course for anything, is it?
Correct. Right now, it's what we call a special topics course. You know, students don't necessarily need to worry about that. But when you're introducing a new course, There's a whole procedure and governance that you have to go through. They let you give it a one-time try under what we call a special topics course. Then you go back and dissect it and look at the results and decide whether it becomes a permanent part of the curriculum. Mm-hmm. So for the fall of 2024 semester, or as we call it around here, 24 FA day, we will have that as a special topics course. I'm not sure of the exact time slot yet. I put in a request for the 11 o'clock in the morning slot so that, you know, nobody's getting up too early to do it, but not staying too late on it. It'll be a popular time slot, and I think we're going to cap the course at about 15 students for the first time it runs. For most people's program evaluations, it's going to fall into the free elective category, at least for now.
As for the recording aspect of this class, do you know where you want to do it?
I'd like to do it right here at Radio Stu. Mm-hmm. First of all, the penguin is telling me that's what we need to do. I guess people listening to us can't see the penguin. There's a penguin here wearing a Radio Stu shirt. Always give it a visual description. That's one of the things we'll teach our students is how do you paint a visual picture for people who can't see what's going on. But yeah, Radio Stu Studio has the right equipment. It has the right optics. It ties in with a lot of the mission that Radio Stu has, is they want to get more into podcasting also. So it seems to me like using the studio is the best of you know, of all possible options.
Do you have a platform that you would like to use for this class?
Most people use Audacity. That's sort of, it's free. It's on almost every computer here at SNU. So that seems to make the most sense. I think if we could ever get to the point where Adobe Audition is available, you know, hint for those of you planning communication budgets and spending, it would be really nice to have that in here. It would really give our students a leg up, but Audacity would work just fine.
And what if students wanted to use music in their podcast? Do you have a plan for that?
So there's a little bit of a problem with using music. Music is so copyrighted that you can't, even if you own the CD or if you own the MP3 or if you're streaming from Spotify, you can't use that. You're violating copyright laws unless you're using, there's one other software option out there. It used to be called Anchor. Now it's Spotify for podcasters. Mm. Those will let you use actual music on Spotify as part of your show. The downside to that is then your show will only be available on the Spotify app, not even on the desktop version. And they still want a certain ratio of talk to music, which if you're wanting to listen to a music show, if you were listening to radio, you would say, shut up, DJ, already, because they require a little too much talk.
Gotcha. Okay.
So the other option for music is non-copyrighted music. There's some that are in the public domain or that are royalty free. That can be used, tends to be more in the background than anything else, but it's not going to be any songs, you know. It's going to be, you know, somebody sat down with a synthesizer, someone sat down with a keyboard and just created their own stuff. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the theme for our show for Code Design. That was created by Madison Blazejowski, a student from Connecticut a couple of years ago, as part of Lundy Lewis's digital music class. And we've been using that as a theme for a while. Hopefully we'll be getting some more students contributing new themes. So that's a way around the use of the music too.
When it comes to course registration, obviously students want to know, how can they find the course? Do they have to take any prerequisites for it? What do they have to do, JB?
So the prerequisites are pretty simple. I think you need to have first year seminar. It's pretty much open to most people who are going to be in their sophomore years and up. It'll be part of registration. I don't know the course number yet. It'll be listed under special topics courses for communication. I'll probably start doing some promotion for it. There'll be some posters around campus once we get those numbers, but before registration. With only a cap of 15 or even 20 students, I suspect it's going to fill up fast for this first iteration, just because podcasting has caught on so much that, you know, everybody wants to try to get into it.
Oh, yeah. Even at the involvement fair the other day, when I was standing behind the Radio SNU booth, I had so many people asking me about podcasting and what capabilities we had. I feel like this course will be a success for you.
I'm hoping it will too. I think one of the things that's going to help that is some of the vision I'm hearing coming from some of our students at Radio SNU, where they're looking to get involved in more podcasts, similar to what they were doing on the internet as an online radio station. But by doing it with podcasting, all the shows are recorded.
Yep.
You can promote your own shows on social media. You could build up a bigger listening audience. So I think between Radio SNU moving in that direction and this course, it's going to fuel the demand for the course. But I think we're going to see a lot more students getting involved in podcasting in general. Yeah, I don't think it's just a fad. I think it's here to stay.
I think so too.
So I'm going to turn things around a little bit. You know, we're going to do our In the Actor Studio version of Code Design today. So you're working on a career in radio, and you've been co-hosting and co-producing Code Design. Can I use the word co in there anymore? Are we co-dependent, co-hosts? I mean, what are we? But
all of the above, apparently.
Apparently. But how do you see this tying into maybe your career and helping you in the job market when you graduate?
When it comes to this aspect, me interviewing you, it has improved my interviewing skills for sure. Before I started being the co-producer of this podcast, I didn't really know how to talk to people when it came to formal interviews. So I think this has definitely helped me with that. And for my career, being able to be comfortable in front of a microphone this is so easy for me now. But when I first started, it was a little nerve-wracking. And obviously now we're on camera, so I got used to that as well in case I ever go into the TV industry. Who knows? And yeah.
Yeah, and I know from my end, I remember when we first met and talked about this. You were in my Comm 125, the dissecting pop culture class. And opening day, you said you had an interest in radio. And as soon as I heard your voice, I'm like, okay, you're kind of a natural for this anyway. The camera part, yeah, you know. This is a face for radio. This is a voice for radio. So I think that's been a big part of, you know, we're sort of on this journey together right now. And I think a lot of the course that I've designed has been at least partially reflecting what you and I have done, you know, in our time together here. The idea of the interviewing, that's part of what people are going to learn how to do as part of the podcasting course. You know, it's put down the phone and actually have a face-to-face conversation type of thing. That's just another skill set, you know, in this Swiss Army knife of communication abilities that our students are going to have.
I think this class will get a lot of people out of their comfort zone as well, especially if they're so inclined to be on their phone and they're not used to that face-to-face conversation.
I think it's going to expand their comfort zone. For a while, it's going to get them out of it, but eventually this is going to, you know, like, as you said, this becomes part of your comfort zone.
Yes, agreed. On that note, the future for podcasting here on the SNHU campus looks bright. And for those of you interested, please seek out John Borshak on campus so we can talk to you more. That is
what Amanda was trying to say is my office is 326 Robert Frost Hall. If I'm there, the door's open. I'm fair game. I have snacks. Let's talk.
This is Amanda, and this is your Co-Design Podcast.